Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, everyone. It is time for Redmen Bite Size, a bite-sized look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Monday, the 3rd of April. We're going to be talking Jude Bellingham and Conor Gallagher a little bit later on, but we're going to kick things off in the aftermath of Jurgen Klopp's pre-Chelsea press conference and some of the fallout from that. Some interesting quotes. First and foremost, the gaffer was asked about the sacking of Brendan Rodgers and Graham Potter. The quotes, obviously, you can get directly from the press conference, which will be available on our podcasting platforms and on YouTube as well. But I'm reading these specifically from Paul Gorse from the Liverpool Echo and from This Is Anfield. When asked about Potter / Rodgers, what can I say? The elephant in the room is, why am I still sitting here in this crazy world? Last man standing. So I think both clubs are not where they expect to be. I respect Potter / Rodgers a lot. Good people, fantastic managers. That's part of the business, but that is it. Last week, Nagelsmann, and now these two. The season is in a decisive part. People are afraid of not reaching their targets. Yeah, really interesting to see Jurgen Klopp obviously talking about that, and in typical Jurgen fashion, a somewhat tongue-in-cheek reference, because of course he's well aware of Liverpool's underachievements this season, as we all well know, knocked out of all of the cup competitions, not in the hunt for the Premier League title, and very much on the outside of the top four challenge, and some already believing that it might be done and dusted already. But yeah, Jurgen obviously making reference, he's not stupid, he's well aware of the situation that he's in. And in fact, he goes on to say, I am aware I am sitting here because of the past, not what we did this season. Yes, we have smart owners who know about the situation. He says he's not afraid of the sack. No, there's no need for being afraid. I need to deliver. And there is a really interesting quote here where he says, there's no need for being afraid. I need to deliver. I'm not here as a talisman or for murals on the walls of houses. I'm here to deliver. And it's obviously been said by Jurgen a lot, you know, he's not a fan of having his name sung. He's a humble guy, and obviously we've seen the Jurgen Klopp murals gone up. There's been a number of them over the years around the city of Liverpool, but it's interesting that he should reference that you know, he doesn't necessarily feel that he's deserving of those things, and I can't help but wonder how awkward that would feel, and a strange, unnecessary amount of pressure where I think once your time is done and you've moved on from a football club, yeah, have your time celebrated, but to have your time celebrated while you're still almost in his eyes in the midst of a project, and particularly when it's not going to plan, must be particularly difficult. So obviously something that's in his mind that he doesn't want to be seen as almost like part of the furniture. He knows that he has to prove himself on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. Just because he's been successful in the past doesn't mean that he will remain bulletproof forever. But again, the way how bullish he is often when he talks about these things, and you know, he just says, if this was my first, he said, I'm sitting here not because of the past, not because of what we did this season, as mentioned already. If this was my first season, it would be slightly different, which again is an interesting quote. He's obviously, again, he's well aware that he has got the time afforded to him to rebuild this Liverpool team, but also knows that no man's stock remains high forever. There's only so much credit one can have in the bank, and if he doesn't get things, you know, on the right track the rest of this season and going into next season, of course, then yeah, it could be an interesting conversation. But very, very bullish about his chances about turning things around, as Jurgen often is in these situations, which will provide, I imagine, a great deal of comfort to Liverpool fans in these sort of trying times, shall we say, at the moment. One thing that the sackings of the managers mentioned there does mean is that Jürgen Klopp is now the longest serving manager in the Premier League. One thing to take this a little bit more further afield, and I discussed this on the Biased Football podcast, which we've just recorded over on redmenplus.com. He's actually the third longest serving manager in all of the football pyramid, of the 92 football clubs, professional football clubs in England today, behind only Simon Weaver of Harrogate Town and John Coleman of Accrington Stanley, ahead of Pep Guardiola, ahead of Mark Robbins, Thomas Frank, Matt Gray, Gary Rowett, Mikel Arteta and David Moyes, making up that top 10. And another little shout out there, further down in 11th, 12th, 13th, former Liverpool forward Nigel Clough at Mansfield Town, good on him. Wild to see that Jürgen there, who at time of recording 7 years and 177 days that he's been Liverpool boss. He has got a little bit of a gap. Simon Weaver has been at Harrogate for 13 years and 317 days. John Coleman at Accrington, 8 years, 197 days. So obviously Jürgen wouldn't catch them because that's not possible if they remain in situ. But it is interesting that it's not outside the realms of possibility that you could see himself as the longest serving manager in the whole of the country, if something were to destabilise the positions of Weaver and Coleman. Anyway, a little bit of an aside. One more from a player on loan, actually, as far as asides go. Liverpool loanee, this is from Kiva O'Neill of The Athletic, who was a wonderful guest on Thursday Night Pint a week before last. Reporting Liverpool loanee Connor Bradley was outstanding for Bolton Wanderers today as they won the EFL Trophy. This was yesterday evening. He's 19 and was one of the best players on the pitch at Wembley. She says, I lost count of his sprints forward and back. He's dependable in defence and calmly creative in attack. And she was asked the question by a guy called Trev McIntosh on Twitter. Is the lad a right back or a left back? I can't remember. Would love him to push Trent for minutes next season if he's a right back. If a left back option to move Costas on for a bit of cash. And Kiva replied, right back, but looked pretty comfortable when he did appear on the left today. So yeah, good to see another Liverpool loanee having a good old spell there. And obviously there is a bit of a step down in terms of the level that Bolton are at, you know, to step up to Liverpool would be a big ask.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
But we talk about Liverpool getting back on track and whether that's a player who's available to help out the first team, or is it one that maybe goes out and gets another loan and increases his value? That is what you want to see. We've seen a number of instances where players have maybe dropped down slightly too far and that's been the end of them, whereas we often say on Redmen that if you're going to drop down a division or even two, you need to be one of the best players in that division when you do it, if you're to have a hope of succeeding at Liverpool at the highest level. So yeah, encouraging for Conor Bradley. Doesn't mean he'll go back into the first team. I think it means that Jürgen will definitely be able to run the rule over him. We know Calvin Ramsey's not had things go his way this season since joining, but it's interesting that he was brought in as a permanent senior signing. Conor Bradley was sent out on loan. I wonder whether there's a circumstances where those two might be competing for a backup slot in Liverpool's squad for right back for next season. But obviously summer will be pivotal for both of those players. I don't think it would do Conor Bradley necessarily any loads of, it wouldn't be bad for his career if he was to take another loan at a slightly higher level and see how he copes with that one, because worst case scenario then you've at least got a saleable asset on your hands if he can get a good championship loan under his belt next time around. But winning a piece of silverware and being a big contributing factor in that certainly won't harm his development in any way, shape or form. Okay, in terms of players who we've seen out on loan previously, but are very much looking for permanent transfers, first one we want to talk about is Conor Gallagher, who has been linked with Liverpool of late. This article comes from Miguel Delaney, chief football writer of The Independent. Liverpool lineup summer move for Chelsea's Conor Gallagher. Exclusive, Jürgen Klopp has identified the England international as a strong target as Liverpool look to overhaul their midfield options. This was written on Sunday as well. The article goes on to say Jürgen Klopp has identified Chelsea's Conor Gallagher as a summer transfer target, with the 23-year-old featuring high up on Liverpool's list for midfield reinforcements. Klopp is seeking to upgrade Liverpool's midfield after a difficult season, to believe that Gallagher has exactly the kind of energy and attributes that could go to another level in the Germans' team. While there would usually be a greater difficulty in bringing in an England international from another traditional Big Six Premier League club, Chelsea are under pressure to offload a number of players this summer. Now this tells you how quickly football moves on. The article says Graham Potter's side must meet financial fair play requirements after spending so much in the first season of the new ownership. Gallagher is a player they would at least consider an approach for, although he has been seen as a valuable option by both Thomas Tuchel and Potter. It is felt, however, that Liverpool's more specific midfield structure would suit his all-action game more. He is under contract at Chelsea until 2025. An interesting one. I'm interested to know people's thoughts on Conor Gallagher. Had a very, very, very bright season on loan at Crystal Palace. But hasn't really kicked on this season. Now, of course, we well know Chelsea have had their own set of strifes this season, similar in vein to Liverpool, lots of injury problems and really not scaling the heights as would be expected. It has been difficult for him, but there is clearly a player there. You know, we saw him break into the England setup, 23 years old, means that he is very much in the right age bracket, and he is only just 23 as well, so he's just starting to come into senior sort of age bracket. I guess one interesting point I often make in these is that if he was playing on the continent, if he was 23 and he'd had the experience that he'd had whilst playing in Spain, maybe, you know, he'd been at a lower end, on loan a lower end La Liga side, and then had come back up to an Atletico or a Real Madrid or a Barcelona and wasn't quite there, would our thoughts and feelings change on that a little bit? 33 appearances in all comps so far for Conor Gallagher across DM, CM, AM and right wing. Just one goal and one assist in just over 1,200 minutes, which is not the kind of stats that really sets the pulses racing, if we're being perfectly honest on that. However, if you do go back to a season with Crystal Palace in 21-22, 39 appearances in all competitions, 8 goals and 5 assists, 3,200 minutes for that is far more like the kind of numbers, again, at that level that Liverpool would be tempted by, I certainly believe. So, yeah, one to keep an eye on. Could Liverpool make a double Chelsea swoop there and pick up Mason Mount at the same time? It remains to be seen. And just lastly, on the podcast, of course, this continues to rumble on, and it will do until we see final clarification or him holding up a shirt of a different football club. But Jude Bellingham remains an interesting topic of conversation. This is Anfield.com reporting this, but it does come from Paul Joyce of The Times. Jude Bellingham still in quotations keen on Liverpool transfer, claims Merseyside journalist. Rumours of transfer for Bellingham aren't anything new. This is Anfield, right, by Sam Milne. Jordan Henderson himself recently said it would be amazing if he ended up being a Liverpool player. Reliable Merseyside journalist Paul Joyce has added to the notion that Bellingham could join the Reds in the summer. He wrote in the Times, before the weekend, Bellingham was keen on the idea of moving to Anfield, and Dortmund's shellacking by Bayern Munich on Saturday demonstrates how the natural order has been restored in the Bundesliga. They go on to write, the 19-year-old midfielder has shone for Dortmund over the last couple of seasons. It's believed that Real Madrid and Liverpool are the two most likely destinations that midfielder could move to. During the international break, David Ornstein, as we've covered on here, of the Athletic reported that City and Madrid are in stronger positions to sign him. The two clubs mentioned are undoubtedly in stronger financial positions to sign Bellingham, and they could also be more attractive propositions on the pitch. Also, it is hoped that the youngster's personal relationships and the belief in a long-term project at Anfield will help land Liverpool the player, though. Trent Alexander-Arnold is a close friend of the star, and the two recently spent time together at a Chris Brown concert in London. Brilliant stuff. Very much the way with Liverpool, big Liverpool stories. We kind of saw this at a much, obviously, more frustrating level during the original COVID lockdown, where within the absence of facts and with so much relying on Jude Bellingham, such a big name, so many clicks to be derived from him, you almost see a counter-argument made in every couple of days. And currently this is a positive one that says that he's keen on Liverpool, again, off the back of the start of the international break, I should say. David Ornstein was saying that Liverpool didn't want to get into a bidding war, and that meant that they'd slip below them in the pecking order. David Lynch came out and kind of said, no, Liverpool very much in the running for him. So yeah, as mentioned, this will kind of rumble on. But it is good to see Paul Joyce is someone who does carry a good reputation, and his reputation comes from he doesn't tend to put his neck on the line for stuff a lot. It was interesting. We saw the tier ratings that get made for transfer journalists on Twitter, and we see a lot of them in the last few years, and Joyce always ends up around the top because, yeah, when he tweets something, it tends to be because it's absolutely nailed on. Now, of course, this comes from an article that he's written, where, of course, he will put more words because it's literally his job. But it is, there's nothing particularly definitive on that, of course. But, yeah, the idea that Bellingham was keen on the idea before the weekend. So yeah, whether Dortmund getting a bit of a pounding means that he's kind of seen that he's not going to be able to reach the height, but does make you wonder, would you look at someone like Bayern Munich and think, I just go to Real Madrid and probably have a bit of an easier life? But anyway, let's hope not. Let's hope he is still very much fixated on a future move to Liverpool, and then I can get boxed, and then we can all be loads happier about life. Right. Loads more to come from us. We've just recorded the Biased Football podcast that went out this afternoon with myself, Chris Page, Ax Dehaw and Chloe Bloxham, where we talked in depth about the sackings of Graham Potter and Brendan Rodgers, where their careers have been so far, what the next steps for them are going to be, more on the managerial merry-go-round and the Tottenham Hotspur job still vacant, of course, and other things that are likely to happen. Could Rafa Benitez be a shock move for some of the vacant managerial hot seats? If you want to get involved with that show and have more manager chat, and also we had a good old chat about how Newcastle absolutely battered Man United as well. That was very good. Then yeah, we've got a special code for you. If you use the code BITESIZE, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain tier subscriber, and on the payment screen, use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, all caps, and we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. Yes, half price subscription to Red Men Plus, which means you're going to get that show super, super cheap indeed. Really, really good stuff. So yeah, I hope you will go and check that out. Do use the code BITESIZE, get yourself some amazing podcasts, and if you're into video stuff as well, you've got you covered on there. And yeah, we've got some brilliant stuff lined up in the coming weeks. Even though the Reds might not be brilliant, we have got you covered. We are that digital cuddle that you need to get yourself through trying times. Liverpool have been in much worse situations than this in the time that we've been doing Red Men. So yeah, we are very experienced in getting ourselves through this and coming out on top. We hope you will join us over there. Anyway, that is it for Bite Size for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to leave a 5-star review on your podcasting app, that always helps. Other than that, have a boss day. Ta-da.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.